In 3 hours more, the train came to a stop, and the stove was lifted out. August heard one of the dealers say to the porters, "Now, men, for a long mile and a half." They shouldered the stove, grumbling at its weight, but little dreaming that they carried within it a small, trembling boy, for August began to tremble now that he was about to see the owner of Hirschvogel. "If he seems to be a good, kind man," he thought, "I will beg him to let me stay with Hirschvogel." Then he heard voices, but could not understand what was being said. His bearers paused for a time, then moved on again. Their feet went so softly he thought they must be moving on carpet, and as he felt warm air come to him, he knew that he was in some heated rooms. They must have gone through a great number of rooms, he thought, for they walked on and on and on. At last the stove was set down. August before the king. Soon August heard a step near him, and he heard a low voice say, close to him, "So,